It's a great privilege to come your way this moment. I really want to thank God for your life. My name is Taiwo Adeleke. Anytime I'm opportune to talk to a great personality like you, I always love to share my testimony. I was born in CNS Church, but at a time in life I got tired of the church and I left for Pentecostal. I spent over 10 years in Pentecostal church. And the last 4 years was a struggle because God was telling me to go back to CNS Church. I was like, wow, why? Not at this point. But until God sent a Pentecostal pastor to me, who know nothing about my background, and he told me that there is an assignment in a white garment church that I left, that I had to go and take up the assignment. And that was the confirmation, and I left. I want to thank God that for the past few years that I'm back, it has been from glory to glory. I quickly want to share insights with you that I tied to CNS 7 Pillars of Dominion. CNS 7 Pillars of Dominion. There are two predictions or prophecy I would like us to consider together. The first prediction six, the world power will still be moved to Africa. And the moment it's moved, Nigeria is going to be the seat of the world power. Wow. Aren't you glad as a Nigeria to hear that? No wonder the best in Africa has always come from Nigeria. With this prediction, I want to believe that Nigeria is a God's own country. No wonder we are still standing as a nation. A lot of things put us in advantage, both mineral and human resources. We have them in quality and quantity. I want to call your attention to something. Have you noticed the map of Africa? The shape of map of Africa is like a gun, and the Nigerian is located as this trigger part of the shape of a gun. That means if God is going to release a bullet through Africa, God has to pull Nigeria. Nigeria must be trigger. No wonder every great movement in Africa starts from Nigeria. Wow, the great movement always starts from Nigeria. The second prediction says, God is going to change the image of Nigeria through gospel. Little wonder our pastors are highly respected all over the world. Let's bring these two predictions together now. If you just oppose these two predictions, Nigeria, the power seat of Africa, and the change of image through gospel, you will agree with me that the first African gospel church must take our place of destiny. Do you know the first African initiated church? Can I announce it to you? It is called the Cherubim and Seraphim. Yes, I've got announcements for all the members of CNA Church all over the world. It is a call of responsibility. The glory of Africa is set to shine through us. We are the firstborn in Africa, seated in a nation, the power seat of Africa called Nigeria. Your light must shine wherever you are. Yes, we are the light of the world. The city set upon the hill. Let me describe something. Our light is just like a candle. You know, with a single candle, you can light every other candle in the world. And the first candle will not reduce its light. No wonder we lighted CAC, we lighted Redeem, we lighted so many churches. They all came out from us. yet our light refuses to go down. But the only way we can truly be in control is to dominate these seven pillars I'm about to share. Proverbs 9:1 says, "Wisdom has built her house, she has shown forth her seven pillars." Wow. What are the seven pillars of wisdom? What are the importance of pillars in a building? Pillars are always connected to foundation to support, sustain the building. Whoever holds the pillar controls the building. You remember the story of Samson? When he wanted to take revenge, he just located the nearest pillar and he destroyed the whole nation except for few survivors. These seven pillars I'm about to share control our world. Nevertheless, those who understand the spiritual thing will know that we are at the prophetic age. And if we claim we are the most gifted prophetically as a church, we must use our prophetic ability to dominate and control these seven pillars. Pillar number one is family. In the Bible days, people were called by their family. You will hear something like house of Jesse, house of Saul, and so on. Because family gives us identity. God built this first pillar by himself, and every genuine change must start from it. But if this pillar is moved wrongly, things will go wrong. In Psalm 128 verse 1 to the end, the Bible gives us the picture of family. He mentioned the man, the wife, and the children, even children. The pillar of family has never been threatened until recently. All these homosexual same-sex marriages are fight against the first pillar built by God. It is our responsibility as a church to raise enviable and responsible families. Every seraph family must be an epitome of example to others in moral and in righteousness. Afterward, we'll come together to submit individual family into a body called Cherubim and Seraphim Church to form one big family of God. Ephesians 4 verse 19 says, "Now therefore, you are no longer stranger and foreigner, but a fellow citizen with the saints and a member of the household of God." Yes, it says you are no longer the stranger that came from Ogbomosho. You are no longer the stranger that came from Kaduna, Osun, Delta, and wherever. But now you are a member of the household of Saint Moses, Orimolade Tunolashe. Let us eradicate arm for Paul, arm for Apollo mentality to make a big family of God. The second pillar is called culture. Culture is a way of life. Cultures give us meaning. What we carry as a church is superior to any culture or tradition. Hence, we should influence every culture around us. Our father, the originator of this great family, Saint Moses Orimolade, influenced so many cultures. So we cannot do less. He stopped the human sacrifice to a particular god in Benin City. He consecrated a pool in Kaba town and rid it of every evil spirit, just to mention few. If we cannot be cultural leader, we should support and influence leaders around us.
Only you can do this thing. There is no one else. Oh, my
third pillar is education. Education is the process of receiving and giving systematic instruction. Education teaches us what we don't know and what we must know. Whatever we claim we know today came through education. The question is, who is in charge of education? Haven't you discovered that we lost most of our youth after they passed through higher institution? I guess there is an undertone or silent teaching somewhere that is teaching them that what they carry is inferior to what is ahead. Everyone wants to know more, but it should not be at the expense of the positive things you possess. You should rather magnify that your positive possession. Teacher will only teach what they want you to know, but it is the revelation that teaches beyond the letter. It is time for us to dominate the educational sector. I know of a government school in Ayege, Lagos State called St. Moses Orimolade School. That suggests the start of a process. What altered this process? Whatever altered this process must be dealt with. Let us arise and build more schools. I'm looking for a CNS university that will compete with government and private university in this country. Number four pillar is called science. Science is the intellectual practice activities encompassing the systematic study of structure and behavior of physical and natural world through observation and experience. Science simply shows us what is possible, what we can do and what we cannot do. I have a news for you. With God, all things are possible. People tend to worship science and investor because they research and prove things beyond our imagination. This ability and ascribed glory make them believe there is no God. We must arise to dominate science. We should let the world know that with God all things are possible. We say in Africa that Africans use their witchcraft to destroy life, while the white men use their witchcraft to invent new technologies. Same thing should apply to us as a church. Our prophetic gift and access to spiritual should not be limited to fighting witches and wizards. We should use it also to invent new technologies. By revelation in Genesis chapter 13, Jacob received an idea, a new way of crossbreeding animal, and what has never happened before happened. I'm waiting for powerful application to be invented by Seraph, and we will tell the world that it came through revelation and vision. Sciences only consult the unseen world, the spiritual world, to bring to pass physical results. If you pick up your phone, you will make call to any part of the world under normal circumstances. You may not be able to explain what transported your voice, but you cannot deny the communication. A man by the name Ashitin Kusha recently developed a software to find guests who have been sold into self-trade. And with this software, he has rescued over 6,000 guests from human trafficking. We can do better as Seraph. Have you seen a pen with mouthpiece? That when you speak whatever you want to write into this pen, the pen will begin to write it by itself. Have you seen a device that functions as aircraft, ship, and car? It operates in water, on land, and in air. So many things can still be invented. I'm just trying to paint a picture. I've not seen such pen before. I've not seen such device before. Don't let us leave this pillar to the unbeliever to control, hence they will keep telling us there is no God. I urge every science student, teachers, practitioner in CNS to go into the laboratory by the power of Holy Ghost.